Acidosis is a technical term, it's actually a medical term, that's associated with the body being too acidic. Now, there's two types of acidosis, of the body being too acidic. One of them does come out in your standard blood test, but the one that interests me particularly is a type of acidosis that is called cellular acidosis. So acidosis is when your cells are more acidic than they should be. Now, bear in mind that the body can't tolerate it being too acidic. Like anything else, like any recipe, if you change the pH or you make something more acidic, you're actually going to have a change in the chemical reactions that take place. So the body wouldn't tolerate that. And what it does if you start being too acidic is it will actually release minerals, calcium, magnesium, potassium, boron, and manganese and others to neutralize that acid. When it does that, those minerals and their role in the body is reduced. And I'll give you a simple example, the example of magnesium. When the body's too acidic, it will release a lot of magnesium into the bloodstream to ensure that your body will function the way it should, chemically and biochemically. But when it does that, magnesium is depleted from other parts of the body. You can start developing muscle cramps. You can start having problems with sleep or anxiety. One study showed that when people are very acidic, they wake up generally between about 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning, not every morning, but on a regular basis. Acidosis can also affect the skin. It can be a factor, not the only one, but a factor in the development of psoriasis, eczema, and other skin problems. So your body's being very acidic is an issue, it's a problem, and it's often not looked at. There are different ways of verifying if your body's too acidic. One of them is using a pH paper, testing your first morning urine, and there are other tests that are available. What's important here is to bear in mind that this can be a factor in a lot of disorders, gastrointestinal, skin disorders, disorders with sleep, anxiety, and a variety of others, muscle tension, that can be diagnosed as being psychological, diagnosed as being unspecific, when really they are associated with that acidity. Now, what can we do? Well, there are a lot of things we can do. You can follow a diet that is more alkaline, that has less acidity in it. And if you're interested in that, on our website, drkersafi.com, we actually offer you a list of those foods that are acidifying, those foods that are alkalinizing, the opposite of acid, to help you manage your diet to improve your level of acidity in the body. The other thing you can do is, if you need to, use certain supplements that help to reduce acidity in the body. Magnesium in particular is the most important mineral or trace element in the body that helps to reduce acidity. Calcium, potassium, and manganese also have a very important role to play. So if you have a variety of symptoms that are non-specific, that seem to affect different parts of the body, even if you don't have digestive acidity, you may be too acidic. It's something that you should look into. It can be a very important and easy to manage factor when it comes to health problems like those. I encourage you to do a search on our website, drkersafi.com.